sometimes people will feel anxious, right? I've had people come to me in the past, people that say, you know, I have anxiety, I have depression, now we could look at anxiety and depression here, right? Some people will say that anxiety and depression are mental illnesses, whereas other people will say that anxiety and depression are just destructive negative emotions. Now, it doesn't really matter what side of the fence you sit on here, but if a person defines themselves by how they feel, then it doesn't matter how much coaching you give them, all right? They're still defining themselves by who they believe they are. Some people will say that who I am is I am depressed. Now, depression isn't something that we do, it's how we choose to conduct ourselves, it's how we feel. We feel depressed, we feel anxious, we feel happy, we feel excited, we feel positive, we feel negative, we feel however we feel. But our feelings come and our feelings go. Do you remember the facts, feelings, faith principle? If we build and base our life upon how it is that we feel, our lives stand to go up and down like a yo-yo, don't they? Whereas if we choose to build and base our facts upon the truth of who we are, then we can become grounded. I am honest. I am doing my best to communicate these core truths as openly and as accurately as what I physically can, as creatively as I can, because who I am is creative. Now, if you're watching this course right now, and were to compare it to one of the earlier courses I produced, you'd see that they're pretty much chalk and cheese. What I'm saying is that over the years, I have been creative in how I present information, and how I teach, and how I communicate, and how we produce and edit the videos. And if you think about it, in life, we all have the potential to be 100% creative all of the time, but yet we choose not to. Why? Because most of the time we are in fear, we live in fear that who we are isn't good enough, we're not good enough. We're not creative enough, we're not this enough, we're not that enough. So because of the fears that we have about ourselves, we don't act out of accordance with who we are. So if I say that I am creative, but then I do not communicate or present myself in a creative way or the information which I'm sharing, then you'd have no reason to believe me. But if up until now you've watched, you've observed me, and you're saying, ah, Cain, well, you are quite creative at some points, and you're clearly not reading off a script, which I'm not, then you might come to believe that what I say is true. What I do in life is actually just a representation of who I am. Yes, I teach, yes, I communicate, those are things of what I do, but I communicate honestly, creatively, sincerely. I commit my all to giving as much as what I physically can in these courses. These courses isn't to make money, although making money is nice, it's a perk if you like. My aim, my number one goal through creating these courses is to share as much insight and understanding as what I physically can, not just to share information. Information is different from understanding and insight. I want to share understanding and insight because understanding is better. How do I know this is true? Through experience. So, who I am is giving. I'll give as much as I can into these courses. I'm a passionate man. Have you come to recognize this yet? Who I am is passionate. Who I am is, who else am I? I'm growing. And if you compare this course to some of my last, you'll see how they've improved. I'm growing as a person. I'm growing in my skills and my abilities, my talents are improving all the time because I'm fundamentally growing. Who I am as a person, as I'm loving, I love people, I love relationships, which will kind of hopefully now allow you to understand why I create courses like this. Now, I'm not just talking about myself here, although I am talking about myself, but I'm not the main focus. I'm doing my best to lead by example in showing you that the reason I want to explain all this stuff to you and be as honest as what I physically can be about my highs, my lows, my greatest failures in life is not to set myself up as a guru, but just as the guy who's learned how to use this stuff and help other people to get results. hence the reason I'm qualified to teach this subject. I love people, which is why I chose life coaching, mentoring as a profession, as my chosen career path. It's helping other people because I love people. I love people and I care. I care enough to make a difference. I care enough to do something about it. I draw from all my experiences, from son, soldier, I've been a criminal in the past, I've got a criminal record, I've already shared this with you. I've drawn from all my highs, all my lows, all the things that I've done in the past, some of these things incidentally which I allowed to previously define me, where in the past these things perhaps crushed me, I allowed them to crush me, today I put them on the floor, I stand on them, I accept the truth about who I am. I am honest, I am passionate, I am growing, I am creative, I'm caring, I'm sincere, I'm giving, I'm loving, I'm fun. That might be subjective in your eyes, I don't really know. What I'm saying is that what I do in life is just a representation of who I am. And this is one of the major conflicts that people who come to you for life coaching are gonna have, where what they do is not congruent to who they are. Now, what you could have a look at here, right now, take a few moments and ask yourself the same very question, all right? Attached to this video in the additional materials section, there's a workbook, a printout, and it's just three circles, where I would like you to begin looking at the social labels, the opinions, the beliefs that you have about yourself, and start questioning where they've come from and start categorizing like this. You see, in the past I've been called an arsehole, in the past I've been called pathetic, I've been called weak, I've been called a liar, I've been called all sorts of things. Going back to the army, they used to call me gay because I was skinny and scrawny and all these sorts of things. And even if I was that way inclined, which I'm incidentally not, that would just be something that I'd done. It's not, or it never would be, who I am at the core. So, take a few moments and break yourself down. Use the worksheet that we've provided in the additional materials section and start filling in the three circles that you're going to find with all the labels that you've attached or assigned to yourself at some point in the past. These labels might be based upon things that you believe, might be based upon your sexual preferences, the roles that you occupy, mother, father, son, daughter, friend, brother, sister, whatever. It might be based upon your religious beliefs, your political beliefs, the title that you, or the core beliefs that you think that you place upon yourself might be based upon the things that you do for a living. You might want to be a life coach. Well, that's not who you are. That would just be something that you do. So take some time and wrestle with this, because the more that you come to understand this, the more you're going to be able to help other people understand themselves also. And just to share a practical tip with you here, this is just a little practical setting up your practice tip. I'm going to strongly urge you to invest into a flip chart. Do you know what I mean? Flip chart, like an A-frame with an A1 flip chart pad. Because doing this, they've taken and conducted this model on other people, is really useful when it's done so visually. In the same way that I've gone on a bit of an abstract journey with you in this video, and I've written some words on the board here, it's going to be useful for you to extract and elicit all the opinions and the beliefs and the thoughts other people have about themselves and start categorizing them too. And just to be clear here, what I perhaps haven't mentioned as clearly as what I would have liked is when many people define themselves by how they feel. How they feel. Feelings and all emotions go in here. Happy, sad, anxious, fearful, depressed. Which means if moving forward into the future, someone comes to you and says, I am depressed, I am anxious, this isn't about you correcting them, all right? That might be a little bit harsh and seen as a little bit compassionless, but you are able to identify right from the start that, okay, it might be the case that they have taken their emotional well-being and attached their emotional well-being to their core identity. And that's quite a big one that you will experience moving forward in your life coaching endeavours. So listen, I hope this makes sense, all right? If there's anything that I've talked about here that doesn't make sense, then ask me some questions, all right? I want you to really understand this stuff. In the second last section of the course, as per most of my courses, I've created a Q&A section, which means if there's anything about this model or anything about anything that I discuss throughout the course that you don't fully understand because I've not explained it as articulately as what you would have liked me to, then let me know so that I can create more videos based upon what it is that you want to understand and what you need to know. So I hope that this makes sense in some sort of way. This is the core identity model. I'm going to strongly encourage you to spend some time getting your head around this one, because this one for many people can feel that like the hugest difference. It can make the greatest impact and helping other people to resolve and move beyond many of the problems that they'll come to you with. So hope this makes sense, and I'll look forward to unpacking it with you from a slightly different angle in the next video.